ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. So today we are reading from Canto 3, Chapter 25, The Glories of Devotional Service. So I'll be reading this verse. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hrutkarna rasayanah kathah. Tajjoshanadashu api varga vartmani. Shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hrutkarna rasayanah kathah. Tajjoshanadashu api varga vartmani. ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾರತಿರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿರನುಕ್ರಮಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ಸತಂ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಂ ಮಮ ವೀರ್ಯ ಸಂವಿದೋ. ಭವಂತಿ ಹೃತ್ಕರ್ಣ ರಸಾಯನಃ ಕಥಃ. ತಜ್ಜೋಷನಾದಶು ಅಪಿ ವರ್ಗ ವರ್ತ್ಮಣಿ. ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾರತಿರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿರನುಕ್ರಮಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ಸತಂ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಾತ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ mama my virya wonderful activities samvidaha by discussion of bhavanti become hrit to the heart karna to the ear rasayanaha pleasing kathaha the stories tat of that joshanat by cultivation ashu quickly apavarga of liberation vartamani on the path shraddha firm faith ratihi attraction bhaktihi devotion anukramishyati will follow in order. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So translation with repetition. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. And thereafter,
he is freed
and his attraction becomes fixed.
Then
real devotion and devotional service begin. Purport. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth because they do not associate with devotees. They cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path of liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotees who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudire Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो दिस वर्स इज very, very important. It's giving the essence of the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev in this glorious chapter called The Glories of Devotional Service. So first, actually, Maitreya is asking, Vidura is asking, Maitreya, after Kardama Muni left the forest, what were the activities of Lord Kapila after that? So then Saunaka Rishi is he's saying that although the Supreme Lord is unborn, he takes his birth as Lord Kapila to disseminate the knowledge of transcendental knowledge of Sankhya philosophy. So although the Lord is unborn, he takes his birth due to his internal potency to disseminate the knowledge of Sankhya philosophy. No one knows more than the Lord. No one is more worshipable than the Lord. And he is the mature yogi. The Lord is the mature yogi. And he is the master of all the Vedas. And to hear about him is the real pleasure, actual pleasure to the senses. So this is what Saunaka Rishi is saying, beginning the chapter like that. And then he is requesting Suta Goswami to please explain the transcendental activities of the Lord, the pastimes and activities of the Lord. Because this is the actual purpose of life, to hear the pastime and activities of the Lord. Then he is telling that, after that he is beginning to tell like how after Kardamamuni left the forest, the Lord remained at the strand of Bindu Saravara to give pleasure to his mother, to please his mother. After that, Devahuti is beginning to question Lord. So the Lord, who shows the ultimate goal of the absolute truth, was sitting in front of Devahuti, leisurely sitting in front of Devahuti. At that time, Devahuti remembered the words spoken by Lord Brahma, and she began to question Lord Kapila, who was her own son. Then she started to tell that, I am very sick of this material senses, disturbance of the caused by my material senses. And because of this, my Lord, I have fallen into the abyss of ignorance. So this is the first thing, qualification required to understand transcendental knowledge and to understand the devotional service of the absolute truth. What is that qualification one really needs? The beginning, one has to be exhausted with this material life. So that's what here Devahuti is telling. Not only Devahuti, actually we all should be feeling the same thing. Devahuti is telling that I am so disturbed and disgusted with this material senses. Because of this disturbance of this senses, sense disturbance, I am fallen into the abyss of ignorance. So then so one has to come to that position to really understand the transcendental knowledge. Unless if one is endeavoring on the path of advancement in the materialistic life, one cannot understand this thing. So one has to come to that level of being disgusted with this material way of life and being tired of this material senses. They never give vacation. Constantly they are demanding, give me this, give me this. So she is telling that, I am disgusted. So this is when we can really inquire and understand the transcendental knowledge. So then after that, so actually in Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna says that Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapaharata chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhavana vidiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. So those who are interested in sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. So one has to become free from and start to feel disgusted. Only then one can make inquiry. So here Devahuti is asking this. Not only Devahuti, we are all also should be inquiring the same question. And also in the teachings of Queen Kunti says that Janmaishwarya Sruta Sribhir Edamana Madaha Puman Naivarhati Abhidatam Vai Tvamma Kinchana Gocharam. Oh my Lord, your Lordship can only be approached by those who are materially exhausted. And those who are trying to advance in material life, trying to improve material making, trying to make material progress, like high parentage, bodily beauty, high education and material opulence, they cannot approach you with sincere feeling, because they get so much puffed up by these artificial possessions, like they get so intoxicated, they cannot make real inquiry. They cannot call you with sincere feeling. So that is why these four things can be very detrimental. Who are trying to progress in this, they cannot call you with sincere feeling. So one should be, those who are materially exhausted only can approach the Lord, can understand this message. So that's what here Devahuti is telling. And she's telling to Lord Kapila that you are the only means to get me out of this darkest region of ignorance. So you are my transcendental eye, she's telling. You are my transcendental eye who can remove me from this darkest region of ignorance. So in other words, she is saying, Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So she is telling that you are my transcendental eye. I have fallen into the darkest region of ignorance. Like you are like my spiritual master. I offer obeisances unto you. And please open my eyes. You are my transcendental eye to give me this knowledge. So you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of all living entities, and you have come here to, as a rays of the sun, to remove the darkness of this ignorance of this material universe. So you have appeared like the rays of the sun to dissipate the ignorance of this world. So in other words, she is telling that Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Radhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be ignorance. So wherever the Krishna is like Surya Sama, Krishna is like sun. And Maya is like Andhakar, darkness. Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Radhikar. So wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be ignorance at all. So you have come to disseminate the sun's rays to remove the darkness of this universe. Who have fallen to the ignorance, to enlighten them, you have come here. So please dispel my great delusion. Due to my feeling of false ego, I have been engaged in your Maya and have identified myself with this body and bodily relationships, she is telling. Then she is telling that you are like an axe which can cut the one who is attached to this material existence. You are like an axe. So she is telling all these things, and she is also telling that I have somehow identified myself with my body and bodily relationships. Because of this false ego, I have fallen to this abyss of ignorance. So please enlighten me with this knowledge. So this is the same question we all should be asking. Then after that, the Lord, hearing the questions of Devahuti, actually understanding her uncontaminated desire, the Lord felt very happy within himself by the questions that Devahuti asked. Then the Lord said that he is going to explain to her the ancient yoga system which he explained to the great sages in the past, and which is very serviceable, practical and serviceable to everyone. And he begins to explain that how the conditioned soul, this is the highest yoga system which is connected with the Supreme Lord and the individual soul, which will benefit, which will give an ultimate benefit to the living entity, and that is the yoga which frees one from the happiness and distress of this material world. He is telling that. Then after that, he begins to tell that he actually begins to tell these five verses, which are the essence of this whole chapter and the essence of his teachings also. Beginning from Prasangam Majaram Pasham Atmanam Kavayo Vidu Sayevasayat Krito Mokshadvaram Apavritam. He is telling that every learned man knows very well that attachment to the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But when that same attachment is applied to the self-realized souls, can open the doors of liberation. So he's telling the answering slowly, he's coming to answer the questions of Devahuti. What is she asking? Please remove me from this ignorance and enlighten me. So the beginning he's telling that, so everyone has this attachment. So we are attached to something or the other. We cannot separate that attachment from us. We are attached to something or the other. So that attachment cannot be separated. That same attachment to the material world will keep us, perpetuates us in this repeated cycle of birth and death of samsara. But that same attachment, when applied to Lord Krishna, it opens the doors of liberation. So, and also to the Krishna and also the self-realized souls, opens the doors of liberation. So he is telling that we have to get attachment attached to the self-realized souls. So this attachment, because that is the cause, that is the natural thing, we cannot be desireless. Desiring is our natural propensity, so that we are automatically attached to something or the other. So that attachment should be like, because we have attachment to something, if we don't have children, we get attached to the cats and dogs and we start to serve them. So this attachment is the platform. So that attachment, how we apply that attachment, that will determine us whether we will be bound or whether we'll be liberated. Then he says that you have to get attached to this self-realized souls. And what are the qualities of the self-realized souls? Titikshava Karunika Sahridam Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatravaha Shanta Sadhava Sadhubhushana. So what are the symptoms of such, what are the characteristic symptoms of such pure devotees? They are Titikshava. Titikshava means tolerant. Karunika, they are very merciful. Titikshava Karunika Sahridam Sarvadehinam, they are friendly to all living entities. Ajata Shatrava Shanta, they are never envious, they are non-envious, and they are very peaceful. So these are the sublime characteristics of the sadhus. So this is what he is saying, that one should get attached to such sadhus who are full of this sublime qualities. Then he begins to say that mayanenyena bhavena bhaktim kurvantiye dridam matkrite tyakta karmanas tyaktva swajana bandhava. So what are these? Such a sadhu engages in staunch devotional service to the Supreme Lord without deviation. What does the sadhu do? He is a staunch devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He worships the Lord without deviation. And because for the sake of the Lord, he renounces all material connections such as family relationships and friendly acquaintances within this world. So that is the characteristics of the sadhu. What is that? He renounces all material connections like family relationships and friendly acquaintances within this world. And then he says that Madashraya Kathamrishta, he says that Shrinvanti Kathayanti Cha Tapanti Vividaschaiva Naitan Madgata Chetasa. So he is saying there, after that, what does this such a sadhu engaged constantly in hearing and chanting about you, of the Supreme Personality, always engaged in chanting and hearing about you, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do not suffer any material miseries of this material world. They do not suffer any material miseries. Why? Because they are constantly engaged. They are constantly filled with the thoughts of the activities and pastimes of the Lord. So these devotees, they are constantly engaged, filled with the thoughts of pastimes and activities of the Lord. That is why they do not suffer any material miseries. So then he is telling that taye te sadavah sadvi sarvasanga vivarjitaha sangasteshu atha te prarthya sangadosha harahite. Then he is saying that, O virtuous mother, become attached to these are the characteristics of the great devotees who are completely free from material attachment. Become attached to such great devotees. That will free you from, that will counteract you from the pernicious effects of this material attachment. This is what is the problem of Devahuti. What is that? She is worried about this material attachment. She is telling that this is the way for you to counteract this material attachment. What is that? You should become attached to such sadhus. What type of sadhus? Who are completely free from material attachment. Nivritta tashye rupagiya manat bhavau shadakshotra mano bhiramat. It is said, Nivritta Tashir. What is this? Devotees, they are released from all material activities. You should attach to such people. Why? Because the message that they are going to pass are Bhava Ushadi. They are the right medicine for the conditioned soul who is entangled in the complicated meshes of repeated birth and death. So this is the right medicine. What is that? Bhava Aushadi. Whatever they give this knowledge is Bhava Aushadi, which can relieve one from the repeated, perpetual, repeated cycle of birth and death. So you should get attached to such sadhus. Then coming back to today's verse here, Satam prasangam mama virya sambido bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana kataha tajoshanadashu apavarga vartmani shraddharatir bhaktiranu kramishyati. So coming to this verse, in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotional service to the Supreme, real devotional service begin. So here what the main point what Prabhupada is making in this purport is, Satam prasangam. Satam means sat. What is sat? Means that is reality. Sat, which is eternal. And what is the difference between sat and asat? Sat means eternal. Asat means temporary. So asat means that which doesn't exist. Na asato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. Krishna says in Gita 2.16, na asato vidyate bhavo. So asataha. Asataha means that which does not exist. So sat means eternal, that exists, that's reality. And asat means, so satam. Satam means the pure devotees who are sat, who are, so prasangam, we have to take association of satam, of the pure devotees. So what is that? Now we discuss what is the difference between sat and asat. Asat means material, this material world is asat, temporary. And everything in the material world, the materialistic life is all asat. So that is why one who is very, very serious about advancing in spiritual life, he should never associate with asat, with materialistic people who are very much interested in this temporary material life. One has to attach themselves to satam prasangam, association with the pure devotees. So that is, then actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, who is actually a Vaishnava? He was asked by a devotee, who is actually Vaishnava? A Vaishnava is one who is asatsangatyaga e Vaishnava achar. One has to give up the association of asatsanga. He is a real Vaishnava. So asatsangatyaga e Vaishnava achar. So already we are so much entangled in the spiritual, in this material world, we have very little bhakti left in our heart, and if we associate with non-devotees, asatsanga, then even that little bit of bhakti that we have can be completely gone. So that is why it is very, very important with whom we are associating. Association does not mean that only with people. It can be with so many ways. The television is a big asatsanga. The mundane material novels are also asatsanga. The billboards are asatsanga. The radio, all the mundane music is all asatsanga. So the newspapers that we read every day in the morning in India is all asatsanga. Everything is asatsanga. We don't know, but we are getting contaminated by that. So all these things we have to be very, very careful with whom we are associating. If we are really serious in the business of advancing in Krishna consciousness, we have to be very, very careful with whom we associate. Because we get that qualities. Of course, we do preach to non-devotees. In that capacity, we do associate with them. Not associate, actually we do preach to people. In that capacity, we mix with them, but we never take their association. We should never take their association. But for preaching purposes, we can tell them to buy books. We can preach to them. We can distribute books to them. We can give them knowledge. And we can distribute prasadam to them. We can tell them to come to temple and do all this. But we should never take their association. Only into the capacity of preaching, we can meet them. And also it is said, and also Sanatana Goswami, he says in Haribhakti Vilasa, that one should never hear, like here we are telling that we have to hear in the association of pure devotees, discussion should be heard. So we should never hear from the people who are professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam, because their avaishnava mukha, we should never hear from their mouths. Because why? It is compared as milk touched by the serpent creates poisonous effect. So like that's why we have to be very, very careful from whom we are hearing. Those who are professional reciters, they are not interested actually in the, and they try to make their own life. So we should never hear from such people, because then that will affect our heart also. Here it is said that when we hear in the association of pure devotees, what is the result? It is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. So why? Because all the qualities of that devotee get transferred to us. That is why we become satisfied with the ear and the heart. Similarly, if we hear from a person who is a professional reciter, then our heart also gets contaminated. That's why we have to be very, very careful from whom we are hearing Krishna Katha. So then it is also said that hearing is very important from whom we hear. Asat sanga tyagaye Vaishnava achar. Sadhu sangha is the birthplace of bhakti. Sadhu sangha, association with devotees, is the birthplace of bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that sadhu sanga sarva shastra kaye, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoye. Even a moment's association with pure devotees of the Lord can transform one's life completely. For we have seen the example of Murugari, how he was completely transformed by the association of Narada Muni. So like this, so we have to always take the association of pure devotees of the Lord. What is the business of a sadhu? What is the duty of a sadhu? He will cut the material attachment. So that is, many times we see sadhus going to the householders, to visit the householders. It is not for any other purpose, but just to cut that material attachment. So that is the only business of the sadhu, to go to householder's house. Otherwise he has no other business. So they cut the material attachment that we have. So that is the only business of the sadhus. Otherwise there is no other business. Then also, why we have to associate with the sadhus? Because they carry the Supreme Lord within their hearts. So because they carry the Supreme Lord within their hearts, they convert every place as a place of pilgrimage. So that is why it is also said in the 13th chapter of the first canto, when Vidura, actually after traveling all the pilgrimage places for 30 years, he comes back to the palace. Then the question is asked, why did Vidura come back? First he left the house and he went on a pilgrimage and he met this great sage Maitreya Muni, and he asked wonderful questions and he got the reply to all his questions. After traveling to all these holy places, why did he again come back to the palace? So why did he actually come? To liberate this Dhritarashtra, who is sitting very comfortably, making himself very comfort at the ripe old age of his life. So when he comes to the palace, Yudhishthira Maharaj and everybody, they welcome him very nicely. And they say this verse, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirthi Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantaste Nagada Bratha. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry personalities of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places of pilgrimage, into places of pilgrimage. So that is what the sadhus do. They carry the Lord within their heart. Like for example, Srila Prabhupada, when we went to America, the purity is the force. Prabhupada was so pure at heart, he could convert so many people. Even when he went in Jaladutta ship, he wrote a poem saying that, how can I change the heart of this materialistic people who are so much immersed in materialism? Unless you empower me, I cannot do this great task. So he prayed sincerely to the Lord. So Prabhupada was so pure, he could convert so many people and make devotees. Today, Krishna conscious movement is especially established. Why? To give people this association. People are so much suffering in the material world, repeatedly chewing the chewed. Prahlad Maharaj says that, Punaha charvita charvananam, whatever is already being chewed, they are again taking. Like for example, in India we see this sugar cane machine. What does that do? We put sugar cane and we extract all the juice, and again they run over to see that more juice is extracted. Then they run over again till now no juice is left. Like that, people, they are chewing the chewed. Already that has been chewed, they are chewing the chewed. Punaha charvita charvananam. So like that, so they are so much suffering in this material world. So this Krishna consciousness movement is especially established by Srila Prabhupada to give the materialistic people this association of satam prasangam. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Mama, mine, virya samvido. Virya, my wonderful activities. Samvido, Bhavanti Hritkarna. By hearing that, what will happen? Hrit, the heart will be purified. And by hearing, the heart will be so much satisfied. By hearing about it, the heart is fully satisfied. So by cultivating self, what will happen? First of all, what will happen? A person who is very pious, he associates with devotion. Adho Shraddha. How does that Shraddha begin? Because of the piety. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Esham Tvantagatam Papam Jananam Punyakarmanam Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajante Mam Dhridavrata. Because of the piety, they get Shraddha. First Shraddha. Adho Shraddha, then they come to Sadhu Sangha. Then they associate with devotees. Like that, all other stages will be cultivated. Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriya. Then what happens? Anartha Nivruti. So all these things. So the Krishna Conscious Movement has been established by Srila Prabhupada to give people this association of Satam Prasangam. So what will happen? By the Shraddha, then attraction begins. By that attraction, cultivation. So apavarga, what is that? So now we are hearing here, tadjoshanad ashu apavarga vartmani, pavarga. There is something called pavarga. In this material world, everything is pavarga. What is that pavarga? Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. Pa means what? Parishrama. Everyone is so much harsh struggle, working very hard in this material world. So they have to work, they are working very, very hard. That is parishrama. Pa means parishrama. Pha means pena, foam. Because they are working hard day and night. Like for example, the donkey is working day and night very hard. Because of that, the foam is coming. So like that, the horse and donkey, they work so hard, the foam is coming. Similarly, the materialistic people, they are so much working hard day and night, and their mouth is drying up and the foam is coming. Pa, pha, ta, pa, pha, bha. Bha means, what is that? They are constantly bound by this material modes. Bondage, they are bound. Pa, pha, bha. Then bha means bhaya. They are constantly in fear. What is that fear? They are constantly fear of what will happen next. They are constantly in fear of what will happen next. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. What is ma? Mrityu. Everybody is so much working hard. Pa, parishrama, hard labor, working very hard. Phena, like even the foam coming from their mouth. They are bound. And also they are pa pa ba ba fear, and ultimately everything is taken away at death, mrityu. So this is called pavarga. Pavarga in this material world is pa pa ba ba ma. Then what will happen? When in Krishna Conscious Movement we are trying to give them adding a prefix A to that pavarga, apavarga. Apavarga vartmani, tad joshanat. By cultivation of this spiritual knowledge and spiritual life, one comes to the stage of apavarga. Pavarga is this material world. Just now we discussed papa, baba, ma. So then we come to apavarga, which will free us, liberate us from this vartmani and shraddharatir. By the Shraddha, Bhavanti Hritkarna. So this is what is the essence of this word, Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido. So one has to associate with devotees who are fully pure in heart. Because that whatever they have bhakti, that will be transferred to us. So this is the essential point of this verse. And then So non-devotees, just by theoretical knowledge, non-devotees cannot appreciate even the impersonalists, because they do not associate with pure devotees. They will never understand this unless they hear from pure devotees. And one thing is very, very important. What we need to understand is the absolute truth is a person, can be so. Here, because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the absolute truth can be a person and has personal activities. Why they do not understand? Because they do not associate. So very first thing what we need to understand is this absolute truth is a person. Unless we understand that he is a person, how can we do devotional service to impersonal feature of the Lord? There is nothing to worship. So that is very important thing to understand, that the absolute truth is a person to whom we render devotional service. Thanking you all very much for patiently listening. I am definitely not qualified to speak this very, very important verse, but somehow it's Lord's arrangement that I got this very important verse. And this summarizes this 6 verses which Lord Kapila is teaching, beginning from every learned man knows very well that attachment to material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul, and that same attachment when applied to the self-realized souls opens the door of liberation. And then he says, what are the qualities? Titikshava karunika sahridam sarvadehinam ajata shatrava santa sadava sadubhushana. Then he is saying that such a staunch devotee engages in constant devotional service, and he relinquishes all relationship with the family and all. So even Lord Kapila is telling to Devahuti that this will counteract the pernicious effect of material attachment. So you become attached to this pure devotees. They can cut the knot of this material existence. So hardly bound knot, he is the perfect. This is what is the answer he is giving to Devahuti, and not only to Devahuti, to all of us, because we are also so much attached to this material world and we have so many attachments. How we have to direct that attachment to pure devotees who are constantly glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Attachment to the devotees means attachment to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Sri Krishna. Thanking you all very, very much. So please, any questions if you have, if I can answer. Correct. Correct. So why was she still bewildered? Because although she had association of Kardama Muni, that is your question. Yeah, that is what she says actually in the previous chapters. She says that although I had your association and I only saw you like my husband and I served you with great intimacy, but I never took your association. She regrets. You can read the previous chapters. She says that I had so much opportunity to have your association, but she only associated in the capacity of, I only associated with you in the capacity of my husband. Of course, she was knew that he was very learned and knowledgeable. He was a great soul. But she does regret that all these days I have been very unfortunate that I could not take your association. She lived with him, but she did not actually take his association. So she regrets. So usually, as in general, the women are considered little less intelligent like that. So less intelligent, and they cannot. So that is why that is the sometimes. So she regrets that I didn't take your association. So now she's saying that that is why Kardama Muni will say that don't regret. You are going to get a transcendental son, the Supreme Lord, Lord Kapila, who is going to enlighten you in this the subject of the matter, the difference between matter and spirit, the male and female. That knowledge he is going to give you like that. So then. Even for example, like when Prahalad Maharaj was in the womb of Khayadu, Narada Muni spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, because you know when in the absence of Hiranyakashipu, when he went to do great austerities in Mandarachala mountain, that time what happened, all the demigods headed by Indra, they came to attack the palace of Hiranyakashipu. They started to beat everything, break everything, demolish everything. That time what happened, this Khayadu, then the King Indra and his the other demigods, they arrested Khayadu, saying that, come on, you have to now, you will be under our custody. Till your child is born, you will be under our custody. They all said, that time, exactly at that particular time, Narada Muni comes. When Narada Muni comes, he says, what are you people doing? Please release this pious lady. Why are you binding her? Then they said that, no, we cannot release this lady, because in the womb of this lady, there's this great, the seed of this great demon is there in the womb of this lady. Therefore, we cannot release her. Then Narada Muni says that, do you think you can bind her and bind her? You cannot kill. Do you think that you can kill the soul that is within the womb of this lady? Definitely you cannot kill him. He is the pure devotee of the Lord. He is not a demon. He is the pure devotee of the Lord. Just by hearing that, the demigods, they circumambulated Khayadu. See, this is the difference between demoniac and divine. When demoniac people are given such good instruction by Narada Muni, they cannot understand. They cannot, because there is no piety there. But the demigods, when Narada Muni said that in the womb of this lady there is a pure devotee of the Lord, the demigods immediately, because they are divine nature, they circumambulated, because in the womb of this lady there is pure devotee of the Lord. Then after that, Narada Muni, just to keep her safe, he brought her to his ashram and he started to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to her. While he was speaking Bhagavatam, this lady Khayadu, she dozed off. But this child in the womb of this Khayadu was listening. And while he was speaking, he gave a pause. Narada Muni gave a pause while speaking Bhagavatam. He gave a pause. That time this child in the womb, come on, say. That baby is telling. Why? Because he's hearing. Because the hearing is so powerful, the first sense that develops in the womb of the mother, the sense that develops in the womb of the mother, the baby is, first sense that develops is hearing. And when we die, the last sense that leaves us is also hearing. That powerful is hearing. So she heard all this Srimad. So she was, while he was speaking, Khayadu actually slept, but Prahalad Maharaj heard everything. Then in the last chapter of one of the chapters, he asks, how come Prahalad Maharaj, you got such a great devotion? You were always in the palace. How did you meet this sadhu? How did you get this knowledge? Please tell us that. Then Prahalad Maharaj begins to tell, when my father went to Mandarachala, whatever I told you, Mandarachala, the demigods attacked. Then at that time, Narada Muni spoke this knowledge to my mother. My mother, being less intelligent, she forgot all the instructions he told. She also heard with me, but she, being less intelligent and forgetful, she has forgotten all that instructions, but I remember all that instructions. So like that, sometimes women know they can be very, sometimes they can be so much caught up in their, So that is why it's, it doesn't mean that women means as a class or lesson, like Queen Kunti was such a great devotee of the Lord. So even the Lord also says, even the women can go to supreme destiny. Mamhi partha vipasritya, apsu papayo naya, striyo vaishyastita shudras, tepi yanti param gatim. Even the women, vaishya, shudras, merchants, they can also go to supreme destination when they become pure devotees of the Lord. So like that, this Devahuti was really regretted that, although I had your association, I did not make use of that. So I am greatly repenting now. So, but then Kardamuni says, don't worry. You can, whatever knot of ignorance you think you have, this Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, he will come to disseminate this transcendental knowledge to Sankhya philosophy. It discriminates between spirit and matter, and male and female, and gives the... Thank you very much. Yeah. Pernicious means fatal. Fatal. This material effect of this material modes is very fatal. Fatal. So this material attachment is very, very fatal. Pernicious means fatal. So only the sadhus who are completely free from all this attachment, nivrittatashe rupagiya manat bhava chotra bhava aushadi chotra manobhiramat. So what is that? This bhava aushadi, they are talking, this is the true right medicine for a conditioned soul who is completely entangled the complicated meshes of repeated birth and death. So this is what you should be actually seeking. You have to seek association of these pure devotees who are nivritta tashyer. They are completely free from all material attachment. And who will not be interested to hear from such pure devotees? It is said that those who are pashughanat. Pashughanat means who are the killer, who are butchers. Who kill the animals, who are butchers. And also who are Atmaha, who are the killer of the soul. Even in the Isopanishad, it is said that Atmaha, whoever is the killer of the soul, has to enter into the darkest regions of ignorance, into the hell like that. So this is what the sadhus, they enlighten. They are like the sun. As Krishna Surya Sama. They are talking about Krishna who is like Surya. And even one of the questions that sages of Naimisharanya, they ask six questions in the very first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The last question that they ask, after the Lord departs to his own abode, the Lord, when he goes to Krishne Swadhamopagate, dharma jnana dibisaha kalonashta drisham mesha puranarko dunaditaha. The Krishna, when he leaves to his own abode, along with him he takes dharma and jnana. And immediately what will happen? Kali Yuga comes. It is the dense darkness of the age of Kali. Everyone loses their spiritual vision due to the dense darkness of the age of Kali. How can they get that light? So, Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen into the horizon just like the sun, which can dissipate the darkness of the age of Kali. So, Krishne Swadhamopagate dharma jnanadibhi saha kalo nashta. So, where is dharma and jnana after Krishna goes? So, Srimad Bhagavatam gives that light that has gone after Krishna's departure. So that is why this Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. Actually, we can see externally, why was Parikshit Maharaj actually cursed? The reason was to bring this, because the Lord wanted Parikshit Maharaj to be a recipient of this great knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the actual reason why all these pastimes happen. The Sringi cursing Parikshit Maharaj to die in 7 days. And he asked this very, very important question. What is the duty of everyone at all times? Especially one who is about to die. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is an answer to that particular question. All the 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is like an infectious disease, fatal, like that, contagious disease, yes. Thank you all very, very much. Hare Krishna.